Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are exploring the topic of distant teens. So we went to www.troubledteens.com /parenting resources/parenting support/ dealing with your distant teen. And we found some information there at this seems to be a troubled teen website. And it says, reasons for distant teen behavior. It stems from both minor to serious issues within your teen. So be very careful and conscientious if you have a teen that's distant. Now, signs of a distant teen, just in case you thought your teen was normal and, you know, wasn't acting distant at all, is basically, removing himself from the family programming or activities, excessive use on the cell phone, staying in their rooms all the time, refusing to communicate when, you know, someone reaches out to them, or when the distant behavior is not addressed properly, it can hinder the communication line. So it's important to notice and watch your teens. So what it says, what to do if you're dealing with a distant teen. Okay, so let's do the don'ts first. So the first thing it says, do not start a lecture on your teen about being more involved with the family dynamic. Do not start to say, if you don't do this, if you do don't do this, you know, that you're going to suspend things, that you're not a good person, that you're, selfish or egotistical, or you don't love us. Don't throw out things like that, because normally, you know, it's already a high-stress situation. It's already a situation where, other things are more important because of the developmental stage. And other things also, which if you ask for time in the right way, you may receive it. So that's the first thing. Don't start a lecture. And the second thing they said to do is definitely do not threaten them just because they are distant with punishment. Don't say, if you stay in your room any longer, you know, I'm going to put a lock on the door and make you stay in there, you know, bolted in. So make sure you don't say those type of things or threaten with other punishment. If you don't come out to the dinner table to eat, then you won't get a plate. Make sure you don't say things like, I'll take your keys if you don't have time to talk to me because I bought your car. Make sure you find out why your teen is distant from you. It could be something emotionally. It could be something physical. It could be, sometimes it's considered to be normal behavior for a teen to be emotionally distant as they progress through their adolescent years. This is the progression of teen exploring their independence while learning to deal with their own personal issues. So it's also a reach for personal space. It's also a reach for a new social setting besides the family. And sometimes once they attain these things, they feel fulfilled. And sometimes the family dynamic is just routine, and these new, events, activities, and people are the center and focus of their lives. So sometimes we have to stand to the side, support them all we can, and try to get as much information as we can so that they can, achieve what they're trying to achieve, so long as it's something very good. So another thing it says, do not ask repetitive questions. Do not, keep asking them the same questions, drilling into the head, interrogating while you're not getting the answers. You know, you have to approach this, tactfully, and to your team by now, so you have to, try to find out, what it is that is giving them, the problem or the distant behavior. And next it says, do not display anger or resentment towards them. Do not say, if you're not going to be home, I'm not going to be home. If you're not going to take the time to do the family activity or do the blog, then I'm not going to do the blog. If you're not going to, take pictures for it, then we won't post any pictures. If you're not going to, your chores or something, I'm not going to give you allowance. Don't take a resentment and say that you must not love me if you can't talk to me about this. Do not, display this type of anger or resentment, because it would, make your child further distant from you. Instead, the www.troubledteens.com says, to make observations instead of asking questions. Notice what's going on so that when you approach them, you know you can say, you're never home. You know, it was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that we would watch movies together or play video games, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you were not there. It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that we usually, you know, eat pizza and, talk and have company over. Now you're always gone. You know, make these observations that you know what you're talking about instead of asking direct questions like, you know, where have you been and why won't you tell me where you've been? Just tell them you, like, you know, you missed out on things that we're doing and I want to know, you know, what's, why would you do that, you know? Take advantage of informal situations to start a conversation and open the communications line. You could go into the bedroom and where they are and start to pick up clothes, start to pick up the laundry, start to wash down the, you know, the furniture or whatever. And you can say, you know, in that moment, instead of saying, I hate picking up your clothes, I hate dusting your furniture, I hate making your bed, I hate this dirty room, you know, you could say, you know, where have you been? I haven't seen you in a couple of days. You didn't come in last evening since you got your car. You know, you haven't been around. You know, who's the lucky person? Because I'm not, you know, I'm always alone. You know, I'm not getting your attention. Who's the lucky lady, or where's the, you know, the big, you know, to-do? And that'll make them feel, you know, more important and make them feel like they are having, you know, a life like maybe you have that you don't notice that you have, but being the adult, you probably have. And you get to go places and do things all the, you know, the years where they were young, and you didn't realize that they wanted to know the who, what, and where, and why, you know, too. And now you can, you're on the other side of the table asking those questions. So make sure that you're happy about it and you hug them when you go through the door and, you know, when they come through the door and you tell them, you know, I want a few moments with you. I don't know if you're going to be in the house a long time or not, but I came in just to sit with you for a few moments. Why are you here? You know, like, you know, make sure that you let them know that you still love them and that, you know, you appreciate them and that you want time with them, you know, whether it's a little bit of time or a lot of time. But, you know, if it's something wrong, make sure that you, you know, get to the bottom of it so that, you know, time can be spent and they're out of trouble. Okay, become familiar with your teen's friends and their interests. So if they're going to the movies, if they're going to the football field on Saturday mornings, make sure that you realize that they're not driving off without eating breakfast and they're not just, you know, leaving the house, going, you know, to someone else's house, but they're actually taking up football and that, you know, football is a Saturday morning activity and therefore you might miss them for hours on Saturday nowadays. Make sure you say, and so there you know what their interests are. Make sure you ask what friends go so, you know, they'll bring a carload of kids and you'll see who's going, some old high school kids or some kids from the community. Make sure you find out, you know, where they're not taking in dinner, you know, what type of foods are they eating? Are they making sure they're getting carbs? Are they getting vegetables? Are they getting enough protein in their meats? Are they getting, you know, snacks and, you know, some of the carbohydrates that's necessary? Are they eating enough sugar? Are they getting enough, you know, hydration? So sometimes you'll see empty containers if you go behind them in the car or if you go behind them in their rooms, and you'll see that they're consuming, you know, quality products and that, you know, they are doing intake. So that's great. Make sure that you asked about female friends in their houses at Christmas time. Say, is there anything that we need to buy for any special friend? Is there anything that you would, you know, you want to talk about what kind of gift you're going to give, or, you know, do you want to talk about when it's time to exchange gifts? You know, make sure that you find out that, you know, gifts are being purchased and exchanged and that, you know, there is, you know, a significant other and that, you know, sometimes people come by the house and then bring gifts as well and then they go through these exchange processes. So make sure if they have that going in their life that it continues. Seek professional help if your teen may be depressed or dealing with the issue that they are uncomfortable to talk to you about. So, you know, schedule appointments to go to the doctor, schedule appointments to see family therapists, schedule appointments to talk to each other so that you understand that there is, you know, an underlying problem that is more than just the basic things that they can work through themselves and just the love and fun that they're having that they've kind of neglected the family. If there's anything else, like, you know, bullying, drugs or alcohol, make sure that, you know, you figure that out and, you know, be able to deal with those problems. Emotionally teen, my name is Tammy Jordan, and you're here at A Theory of Parenting Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about emotionally distant teenagers, and if your children are just distant from you because they're having a good time with other people, or if there's a problem. So emotionally distant teens do not realize that their behavior is hurting or frustrating their family members. During the self-centered time, which is not really a self-centered time, but it's a time of realization, a time of actualization, and a time of application of skills, socialization skills, life skills, and as well as work skills. So during this time, they consume a lot of time, their time, and they need help with time management while they go through these issues. And tend to have a certain type of approach to their family when you say, like, we need to work this out. We need to figure out where you can get some family time in. But don't forget, since toddler years, since infant years, you know, they've been on your arm. They've been on your in the carriages. They've been on your arms. They've been, right next to you, at your feet. They've been on the floor with you, from crawling on up to walking to learning how to ride a bike. And so sometimes this is the first stage that they've ever, had total control over where they can go, who they're with, and the time that they're using. And it's exploration stage. They're going to come back to you. They're going to need you. They love you. But you have to recognize that they do want to, look outside. And as long as it's safe, they might stay outside a little longer than you know. And if it's not safe, they might come back in. Sometimes vice versa could be the thing that we want to talk about today, studying, behavior. And wondering if, figuring out which, way your child is. If it's something destructive out there, you want to pull them back in. If it's something good out there, they're going to, want to spend more time out there. So just determining that is just, observation of what's going on in your child's life. So more serious issues, those are the more serious issues when you can get emotionally cut off. So my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at A Theory of Parenting, and we're dealing with distant teens. And we wanted to let you know that you can go to different websites and about troubled teens and sometimes psychiatric websites, therapeutic websites. Like we went to CALM.com, and it's called Calm.com, and we like to do those two-minute, five-minute meditations where you just look at the clouds. They recommend a headset. Sometimes we don't use the headset, because it's a little bit too much of a pod and too much, of a like an envelope. But, we still recommend it and think that they're wonderful exercises, and you get a chance to just stop what you're doing, change, get a new tab, and surf over to CALM.com and, just take a moment to do a meditation on your favorite landscape. And it's like a reflection type backdrop that they have there, a screensaver or a visual that they use in their particular, with some type of music that they use in their particular meditations. So we also found this information that there are tests. If you are into taking tests and you believe that your teen has some type of level of, behavior problem, and it's not just the love of living, and it's not just the love of, going and doing, but you believe that there's something within that's really troubling your child, and they're having all these problems. There is a series of tests that you can take. Now, Turning Wind Academy Institute, it's not necessarily, the institute or any type of recommendation that we have here. We're not licensed to recommend or any type of inpatient, outpatient therapy, but therapy is good when it's family therapy. We know that. But this is some information that they have here on the website, and you're free to look at it and stay informed. It says troubled teens general survey. If you're a troubled teen and you want to do a general survey, they have that. They have a bipolar disorder test, a depression test, anxiety test, ADHD test, and an ODD test. So when you talk to your therapist, you can find out that there are a lot of tests that, can be administered to your child. But we wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how to make your teen feel comfortable with admitting that something is wrong and for asking for outside help and advice. Sometimes we need to go to the police because we're being bullied or we're being threatened or there's physical violence or harm going on, and we need to go to the police for enforcement and to go to court for, you know, charges. But sometimes we also need to go to therapy, and we need to move on as adults. Once we begin gain our high school diplomas, once we graduate school, once we gain, you know, employment, gainful employment, sometimes we also have to move on, and sometimes that means moving out of our, you know, conditions that we live in and into better conditions. So sometimes that's going to, you know, pull you away from family members that can be destructive. So sometimes we have to make those you know, those changes, improvements as well. So it says here, however, by making your teen feel comfortable with admitting that something is wrong or asking for outside help and advice, you might be pleasantly surprised with the improvement in your teen's daily behavior. If the distant teen is accompanied with anger, violence, or other harmful behavior, the teen may be dealing with more than just everyday teenage problems. These type of reactions mean that something is really traumatic is going on. No one cries if there's no reason to cry. No one, you know, is angry when there's no reason to be angry. No one is harmful when there's no reason to be harmful. There's something else going on. Even substance could be a problem. Substance abuse could be a problem. But when you see these type of responses, that means you have a problem. So that's our show for this particular day. We wanted you to make sure you stay very aware and observe your children. And just because they're going into their 20s or they're 19 years old or 18 doesn't mean that we give up. You know, we're 18, we're 21, we're 25, you know, and so on and so forth. But we have to keep on paying attention to our teen, because our teen becomes a young adult, but then it's still our family and our child. So that's our cue to you for today. Until next time.